goes back to don't believe the marketing that red is high launch.
Correct.
Don't believe that blue is mid launch. Don't believe that black is low launch. Now, in the past, that was always 100% always the case.
Yep.
Now, for this, this is where it comes down to, and this is kind of why you have to hit every profile, is that it's feel. And honestly, that needs to be said more in the fitting world across anything is, you know, all this stuff relates more to feel, not necessarily the technology of it. I mean, this is a
home run,
100%.
Welcome back to the channel. Today, we've got a pretty exciting one for us this year. Probably something that's been heavily anticipated since, July of last year when they released the driver shaft?
A little over a year.
So, we've got the new Ventus Velocor Plus HB shafts.
Yeah.
Except this time, it means something more than hybrid, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, biggest thing, I will say this, I don't think I've ever been as excited for a hybrid shaft to come out. And I would say, too, with the rise of fairway woods kind of being a thing, like high-lofted fairway woods.
Yeah, 7 and 9 woods.
I feel like a lot of shaft manufacturers haven't really put a lot of, I don't want to say effort, but technology into hybrid shafts, and it's good to kind of have a little bit of refresher.
That
it's important to kind of put some decent / very successful shafts and technology into clubs that I will say you use quite a bit. Biggest thing though is obviously they kept the trend. They have the black, blue, and red profiles. So tell us a little bit about each profile.
Yeah. So, Velocor Plus is the addition of the new material. So it's a 70 ton, 40 pitch material through the tip section. And then they use this, kind of like ghost, almost platinum finish. So, it's pretty awesome. So compared to the original, Ventus hybrid shafts, if you remember, they didn't make a TR in it. So we just went from OG Ventus to fast forward, that was 2018 to now. So, I mean, it's been a long time since the hybrid's got a refresher. So we've got black, we've got blue, we've got red. And even though red is technically high launch, blue's mid, black's low per se, what's interesting with the red is the actual profile of it.
Yeah.
So everybody would assume it's soft, 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 and it's not. It's actually soft, firm tip. Firm midsection. So it's actually a little bit firmer. And I think that's why we're seeing the trend on the PGA Tour this year. How many guys are playing the red in their driver now in fairway woods compared to the blue?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of taken over because of that new material. They've added a lot of stability.
Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And I think maybe that was a little bit of the transition of, you know, with the Velocor Plus from the previous is that they're almost all kind of the same, for the most part, the same launch and spin profiles.
Yep.
When the first versions that came out, which obviously he has left the company and he started his own shaft company, there were different launch profiles. Before we kind of go into more of that, what with the hybrid shafts, what's the difference? Like, why did they feel they had to make a individual hybrid shaft instead of just kind of continuing the same profile? You know, in the 80 gram, 90 gram fairway wood shaft.
One tip, you know, the tip diameter of hybrids are 370.
Yeah.
And two, just the torque ratios and kind of like how a hybrid's built. Mm-hmm. Obviously, most of your fairway woods are 41 inches or longer. Most of your hybrids vary from anywhere from 37 inches for a 7 hybrid all the way up to 40 and a half inches on a 2 hybrid, give or take an inch based on which manufacturer. So, you know, a golf club at that length is going to perform completely different than a golf club at 43 inches. I think that's what's kind of interesting is if we look at, like, the tip flex, you know, across the board, all the extra stiff, which is what we tested today, we have 9X in all three profiles. If we look at the weight, they're only half a gram apart. So even though they're all 9Xs, we've got the black at 95, we've got the blue 94, and we got the red at 94.5.
Mm-hmm.
So each one kind of staggers, but it also shows the consistency of the product.
Yeah. Is there a big difference in the torque profiles?
So black, we've got a 2.2 in the 9X. The blue, we've got 2.2. And then in the red 9X, we've got 2.2.
So goes back to don't believe the marketing that red is high launch.
Correct.
Don't believe that blue is mid launch. Don't believe that black is Low launch. Now, in the past, that was always 100% always the case.
Yep.
Now, for this is where it comes down to, and this is kind of why you have to hit every profile, is that it's feel, right? Torque profiles, depending on which area of the shaft, you know, which area of the shaft is soft compared to firm, all depends on how it's going to feel for you.
Especially with transition.
I mean, I've talked about this in the past. I've been essentially a Ventus Black guy for, who knows, like ever since they came out, I guess, in 2018. I've played it in my fairway woods. I've played it in my driver. My hybrid now that I've had forever, I've had the original Ventus Blue 8X, or no, 9X in my hybrid. And I will say I got that and I never really tested anything else, so...
It's hard to go back once you, you know, get on that one.
Yeah. And that's just the biggest thing. And, you know, it's surprising when I first hit these for the first time, I personally think the red feels amazing. Now it goes to the trend. I've said this in drivers that I've tested. I've been hitting that Ventus red driver shaft and I really like the feel of it because it launches and spins the exact same as the black. It just has, it has a little bit more feel to it. And I think that's kind of the cool thing when we look at the data here in a second. Like I am, as soon as I get in transition, I know what that shaft's going to do. I don't have to hit 50 balls with each one to understand of kind of how that club's going to load and unload.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think to make it kind of elementary for people, I've got the chart pulled up here. So like the red is we've got a stiff tip, a stiff handle, and firm mid. So a little bit more responsive.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the blue, we've got, and this is any flex, regardless if it's regular X.
Yeah.
With blue, we've got an ultra stiff tip compared to the red is just stiff.
Yeah.
Then we've got a firm handle with a medium firm midsection. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, black, yeah, we've got ultra stiff handle, ultra stiff tip, and then stiff midsection.
Yeah.
So even on the black profile, which is the board, mm-hmm, the midsection is still responsive, which mm-hmm is cool. Compared to the OG Ventus Black, which was a piece of rebar.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing is that I can easily tell in the blue that midsection's super soft. The reason why I'm saying easily, it feels like kind of at hip high down in the downswing, you just feel that shaft load a little bit more, especially compared to the black.
Yeah.
And then the red, for some reason, the red just for me feels like it loads early. It's in your hands, so you can easily kind of time it and hit each shot with it. Now, that's for me. I don't have a really aggressive transition at the ball, so I'm able to time all three of them up. You know, I put it this way. The black's the easiest for me to draw. The blue, I would say the blue, I hit it well. I just... centerness of contact doesn't feel great. The red, the start line's just much straighter for me. I just feel like the face doesn't want to immediately go left with me being a stronger face player.
Well, I think what's cool this year too is what we have on the back end of these shafts right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is the OG, it's not to say you couldn't with the original, but with the expansion of the 10X and the 9X, the driving iron.
Yeah,
these shafts are actually engineered not only for regular hybrids, they're actually engineered for driving irons too. And that's something that, yeah, you can just normally take a hybrid shaft, mm-hmm, put it in a driving iron head, but they are specifically engineered for driving iron based off that torque, how the EI curve is, yeah, working. So it's not just throwing an expensive hybrid shaft in an iron and hoping it works. It's going to work.
What's all the weight offerings for these? Like, let's just go through real quick the, yeah, flexes that are offered and the weights.
So I've got the chart pulled up here. So if we want to start with red, which is obviously going to be, I would say probably 40% of golfers are going to fit more into that red profile anyway.
Yeah.
They start all the way at 60 grams and go all the way up to 90 grams.
90 grams. And obviously the 90 grams, only stiff and X will be offered.
Only X and 90 for the red. X. Yep, for red. And then 8 is going to be stiff and X, 7 reg and stiff, and then in 6 R2, which is senior flex or soft regular and regular.
I love that. You can now get VeloCore and senior flex,
yep,
light flex, which
I mean, great. And it's 65 grams.
Yeah.
And then in blue, we've got the 7, 8, 9, and 10. So mm-hmm, obviously 7, 73, yeah, grams, 8, 84 grams, 9, 94, and blue, 104.5. And then in black, we've got 8, 9, 10, and black, except for the 8 is only available in X. 8 is available in stiff.
Yeah, and that probably has to do a little bit with the torque profile. Yeah. Once you get a shaft to 80 grams, it's going to play.
What I like, they're also limiting it.
Yeah.
Because that makes our jobs as fitters way easier. But yeah. How often do we see when a shaft comes out, they try to just flood the market with every weight, every flex?
Yeah, I mean,
they're kind of staying in their own lane with this product.
I get it. It makes perfect sense. And obviously, the cool thing about this is it's not, yes, they designed the nine, these shafts to be able to put into a driving iron, but you could put them in long irons too. Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 iron.
I mean,
maybe even a 6 on
that. That's what I think. And we have a couple that we're going to build in some long irons. That way, you know, if someone wants a little bit more stability in a longer iron where they maybe don't want to jump to a high lofted hybrid or a high lofted fairway wood, but we can still get some more stability that just steel or even lighter weight graphites don't provide, we definitely are going to have options with this. I think this is why we wanted to do something about this shaft, because it's
unique. It hasn't really been done before.
Yep. So let's look at the data of it. So biggest thing is I hit all three. Now these are Kyle's and I's shafts. So we have a 10X in the driving iron and then 9Xs in each of the profile. So I hit the black first because that's typically, I always say, I kind of know what I'm going to get with it. I mean, the biggest thing that we can see right out of the gate, I hit a Ping 443 hybrid with it. So 20 degrees of loft. I play a 3 hybrid. It's my 235 club. And, you know, I hit the black really well. I hit it a touch towards the heel, which makes sense with it being a stiffer profile for me. And it was the most left. I was easily able to draw it. Which, again, if I know the shaft's going to do that, I'll take it. But to average 146 ball speed, 3,400 spin, 13.5 launch, I mean, that's really good numbers for a 3 hybrid. I mean, I can say I usually easily can knuckle.
Well, and that's the big number there is that descent angle with all 3. It's penetrating enough to get you the distance, but it's steep enough to hold a green.
It's not spinning too much, not knuckling, and it has a perfect land angle. So again, if I wanted my hybrid to be a little one dimensional and a little more draw biased, you know, I'd put that black in play and aim right and take it all day, right? Then we go down to the blue. The blue picked up a little bit of ball speed, so I think that softer midsection just immediately allowed me to kind of hit it a little bit more flush. That being said, the spin definitely kind of jumped around a little bit, but 45 degree land angle again, 236 carry, still a little left. But again, I have draw on my swing, and then I've hit this a few times, and we moved down to the red. I mean, ball speed jumped up to 149. And then the biggest thing is you could see here with the side angles, right? Like my start line was actually in front of me with the red, instead of it being a little pool drawy with the black and the blue. So immediately I jumped to, I like the red. I mean, it's hard to beat. You know, you look at my carry numbers bounce around between each one, but 231, 237, 235. I mean, we'll take that deviation all day.
I think what's cool is if you look at the profiles, and this is kind of the reason you have to hit them all,
yeah,
is your side angle is 1 degree left with the stiffer shaft. 2.3 was slightly softer. And then we go to the red, which high launch shaft is
should
actually
be the softest.
Correct.
Technically.
But it's stable tip, you're at 0. Yeah. Well, what's cool is the launch black 13.5, blue 13.9, and then we got the red at 14.1.
Yeah.
So it's too
not
terribly
high
different.
Launching or low launching.
Correct. It's just a different window and feel.
Correct. And that's the biggest thing. And obviously the spin was much closer together with the red. You know, and like I said, I'm not going to say one is better than the other. It just comes down to what's going to work best
personal
for the
preference
for
based
the player.
On feel.
And honestly, that needs to be said more in the fitting world across anything is, you know, all this stuff relates more to feel, not necessarily the technology of it.
Yeah, not everything has to be the best or the greatest of whatever it is.
Correct.
They can all be good.
And then we have the driving iron. Then I hit the driving iron. I will say I have a 2 iron that I rotate with my 3 hybrid, and I have the TZ, the Acro TZ driving iron shaft that I love. It's 105 grams. And then we have, then I hit this one with the new Srixon ZXI utility iron. This is the 10X, so what, 105 grams?
Yep.
It does not feel heavy. For 100 grams, it does not feel heavy. And there's a lot of 100 gram driving iron shafts that just feel like you're swinging a telephone pole. So what I did is, because I like hitting a hybrid because I can hit it high without trying to hit it high. With a two iron, I kind of have to purposely hit it high, which I play a cut. So I have one number up here, which I thought this was really cool about this blue shaft, is I hit a nice high cut that definitely kind of spun a little bit more, got a little bit more up in the air, 113 feet apex.
13 launch.
Yep. So for it to come out low in that window and just rise, like that's what you want to see, especially if you're hitting that into a green. And then I kind of hit what I call is like my river landing number 8 tee ball because of that dumb tree, which I just want to send it low with a little bit draw. And you can see there, look at the launch angle, yeah. 8.7, 3,200 spin, 77 feet apex. I mean, that's a cool thing about this shaft. It just allows you to have the confidence to be able to change up those two windows that easily. And again, this is a two iron head that I usually do not, I don't like that wide of a sole. I think it can easily get a little shovely. So, I can't say enough about kind of this hybrid shaft and how you can easily manufacture. I mean, I would definitely, I'm going to build my two iron with the red.
Yeah. And I'm putting the Ventus 10X blue in my four iron, yeah. Switching to an I534 iron. So, I'm actually excited about a four iron for the first time in a long time.
I mean, it's one of those things that you don't knock it till you try it. Right.
Yep.
And it's, you know, we're critical when it,
when we need to be,
when we need to be. But I mean, this is a
home run,
100%, 100%. Anything else we want to tie off on this?
It's going to be obviously we already see PGA Tour players playing it, but I think the shaft on LPGA Tour is going to absolutely dominate because just they have more metal woods in play. Mm-hmm. It's just the way.
Nelly Korda has a lot of the red stuff in the bag, and then, I mean, there's a reason why
the best players play this product.
Correct, 100%. And I will say this: I'm more of a fan of this VeloCore Plus technology. I've easily gravitated towards this. It's taken a little bit for me transferring from the TRs to the VeloCore Plus in the woods. So, but you know, biggest thing is you have to come try it for yourself.
Yep.
And see what works best for you. You know, show those hybrids some love, or driving irons, or long irons. But let's get into some show and tell.
So we got the limited edition T series blackout irons from Titleist.
Oh, I mean, these are sick. We're starting to see a trend. Before I say the trend, we'll go off of what we see here. So I think, they've done the black in the past, right? Yeah,
typically.
Every now and then, not.
Every time they get ready to discontinue an iron, they normally make a limited edition version of it.
Which, if everybody follows Titleist, that's a beautiful thing about Titleist, is Titleist runs the same life cycles just like Ping every single year. So every 2 years they come out with an iron, every 2 years they come out, and they're never, like a driver and irons are never the same.
Same year, yeah.
So what are we most likely going to see this fall?
Probably irons,
but this is super cool. We got a couple sets in the shop.
Yeah.
I think the way that they do their finish.
I like the finish out of any company. They do the black finish the best because it lasts a lot longer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know the actual finish of it.
I have it. You ready? What it's called?
Yeah. I knew it was different because it's most people use the QPC.
Uh-huh. Or ion plating.
Or the iron. Yeah. So there's, it like looks matte, but it's not.
Yep.
And that's what I like about it. Cam Smith, he's most notably known for using the black T100s. Honestly, if I were to get these sets of irons, I'd probably go with the black. I just think it looks awesome. Time will tell how they wear. Like, that's the only thing. It's like, if you're constantly hitting out on the toe, it's going to show.
Can't have the mishits on these.
No. And I just switched to black wedges, and you need to know that going into it. I think these are flush.
Yeah. And we've got one set of T200s ready to build, and then one set of T150s ready to build.
Yeah.
So
yeah, awesome. I think they're cool. And then obviously you have Mizuno with the JPXs come out with the black version.
Yep, full production though.
Full production. Not limited. Yeah. So I'm sure these will probably be sold out in a couple of weeks.
And then TaylorMade gunmetal.
Yeah. Yeah. So spice it up.
Yep.
It's about to get negative. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so my golf spy released last week or the first of this month, so a little bit over the weekend. Their best drivers of 2025.
Allegedly.
I want to start this conversation with, if you're interested in looking for a new driver and you're using any marketing material, any testing, any, like, please take it with a grain of salt. It is, none of this information here is actually factual. Okay.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. So, and the reason why we're going to say this is we're fitters, right? And we've talked about why fitting is important, but this list came out and it really kind of grinded my gears.
Well, not just us, a lot of professional fitters and golf professionals commented on this.
Yes. They're known as the unbiased testing thing, and the companies don't pay them. We all know that's BS. But they released, supposedly the Callaway Elite is the best driver this year. Then we have the Ping G430, Ping G440, Cobra DS Adapt Max K, Titleist GT2, Callaway Elite X, 440 SFT, Cobra, Titleist, Callaway. I'm a Callaway guy. I will tell you this right now. My Elite is awesome. Like, it's a damn good driver. I will see, like, Miles can attest to this. The thing does not curve. Like, it's just, like, I usually slice the ball. It's hard for me to fade it right now. It just goes straight. So, like, I'm not saying that they're wrong in the instance that these drivers, it's just, we're in the fitting base. We see it in real life.
With people buying the product, spending their money.
Yeah, and I don't care what parameters you use for testing, because you're always kind of controlling the outcome of it, right? So in this instance, right, you're trying to tell me none of the new TaylorMade QI35s made this list?
Yeah.
I mean, I have it right here. Let me go to my photos. According to my golf spy, the QI35 is 13th. The QI35 LS is 19th. QI35 Max is 24th. QI35 Max Light is 32nd. That just doesn't sit right with me.
Especially with how consistent the product's been this year. And we've been very critical of TaylorMade product the last 2 years.
We're not paid by TaylorMade.
We're not paid by anybody.
We're not paid by anybody. Again, like, and this is why I kind of wanted to talk about this, because we see it in fitting. Not one person swings a golf club the same as another. So testing is irrelevant. Unbiased testing is irrelevant, right? Not one golfer delivers the same dynamic loft of the driver two swings in a row. That's why you've never seen two balls go over top of each other. It's like a once in a blue moon kind of thing, right? So for you to do a testing and say a specific driver is worse than another, and then try to get somebody to buy their driver based off of your testing, that's, you're just really doing the consumer a disservice.
Well, especially they had TaylorMade's ball speed ranked as second, yet they're not.
And they're saying it's like unforgiving.
Yeah.
Well, forgiveness is relative to the person hitting it. For me, my forgiveness is like, I want to eliminate one side of the golf course. So whatever driver does that, I'm going to determine that as forgiving, right? Just like in our fittings, we have to make sure we fit our consumers to the best of our abilities and what they want, and then we use the shaft technology, the head technology to help achieve that. Right. So in our world, okay, so let's talk about, and we're going to be super transparent here. This isn't even drivers that we've done with in fittings that people have bought elsewhere. This is drivers bought through us. Okay. This year from January 1st up until when I pulled this list 2 days ago, right? What is our most bought driver in the bay? TaylorMade with 20. Now, that's a mix between the LS, the Max, and the Max and the core head, right? I'm not going off of bit head. I'm just going to go off of brand, because I think doing it this way, you're kind of doing a little bit of a disservice, right? Yeah. Going off a specific head. Next most bought drivers for us are Cobra and Ping. We have sold the same amount of Cobra and Ping. The new Cobra Max is a great, the new Cobra Adapts are great drivers, the new 440s.
Great. I mean, just consistent.
They're just,
it's a good driver year.
They're just fantastic, right? Then we have the next closest with Titleist. The GTs are still holding strong. That was our best driver last year. I mean, then we go Callaway from there. And then after Callaway, we go Tour Edge, Wilson, same amount, and then Mizuno and Cleveland. Now, am I going to definitively say TaylorMade's the best driver this year?
No.
No, but according to our fittings, which I would say holds a little bit more weight than any testing review, right? That's completely opposite of what this list says.
Because when we do a fitting, we put every brand in the bay.
Yeah.
We don't just hand them one product and call it a day.
Correct. So I'm there's so much information out there, and I talk about this with my students that I teach. Like, there's a lot of great information, and then there's a lot of information that just doesn't really hold weight. And I get, like, we're kind of giving a review of these hybrids, but we're telling people you have to test and figure out for yourself, because if you just believe the marketing of it, then
there's reasons it's called marketing.
Yeah.
And they get paid millions of dollars to market.
Yeah.
It's like fishing. You got to throw a lure, and sometimes lures work, sometimes they don't.
I don't want to be harsh, but like, I'm sorry, but like, this is finally the list that's kind of pushed me over the edge with my golf spot, that I just won't ever look at anything they, because you know what's funny is, guess what they put out? They put out this little blog about, you know, three reasons why you should buy the TaylorMade driver and two reasons why you shouldn't. The only two reasons why you shouldn't is they said it was unforgiving, which I like, that's so relative. Like, you can't say that. There's no testing that proves that. And then the three, it's like, oh, you guys are trying to save your face, because every single comment under this post was clearly the TaylorMade check didn't hit. It's just, everybody's making a good driver. You have to get fit for it.
Literally, Tour like, Edges is just as good as TaylorMade's for the right person.
Correct. Like, you have to get fit for it. You cannot trust anybody's testing.
Period.
That's just what it comes down to. And again, I'm a Callaway guy. Like, I will tell you, there is proof as to why this Triple Diamond is so good. Does it look good? Hell no. Does it hit well?
Numbers are really good.
But according to our fitting, so are the numbers with Cobra, so are the numbers with TaylorMade. I mean, it goes across the board. End of my rant.
This made my whole morning.
Kyle was happy to send this in.
Yeah.
Kyle was happy to send this in. I'll tell you this. Hand up. I haven't watched TGL in like 3 weeks.
I still haven't watched one single. But I got two kids.
But so, that being said, New York Golf Club, which I guess is another. Did they play New York Golf Club? Yeah, they did play, because you could see it in the background. New York Golf Club posted this post of Rory McIlroy missing. Now, this putt's like 5 feet. He missed it low. Never had a chance of going in. It said, didn't know we were playing at Pinehurst. That's top tier trolling.
And what's like, crazy is Pinehurst commented on this post.
Yeah.
So that even, for me, that made it even more heartwarming.
No, I thought this was super funny to see. And Rory just keeps being put in a body bag. And obviously with Netflix coming out this week, where they actually kind of showed a behind the scenes of the US Open and like everybody's reaction to Rory missing those two short putts on 16 and 18.
I haven't watched it yet.
Spoiler. It's not like we don't know what happens.
You're telling me Bryson
Netflix
won?
Is also like, they're so stupid. They were showing like from the US Open, Minwoo Lee having to make a putt to nudge out Cam Smith for the Olympics. And the scene of the putt that they used was Minwoo Lee hitting a putt at the BMW Championship. And they're like, this putt is for him to nudge out Cam Smith. But they used the scoreboard from the US Open. Cam Smith plays where? On LIV. He wasn't in the BMW Championship. And also, there were like it was so poorly. That was one of those scenes, like when you see like in a show, like my dad was always good for that. It's like, oh, look, the window's down, but it was up just before. But that's, I'm scarred at looking that stuff. But does anybody watch TGL?
I mean, the ratings have went down every week.
Yeah.
I think last week it went down to 237,000 viewers.
Mm-hmm. For a night, yeah. For a primetime night spot. That's rough. I will say I don't think for as much as people want to make fun of Liv's ratings, this is being aired on ESPN. So, like, we can't say 200, like, 200,000 is terrible for ESPN.
I mean, Stephen A. Smith, who none of us like, gets quadruple, you know, yeah, the ratings as soon as the show starts.
Yeah. And he's in the morning, which what do most people do in the morning?
They go to work.
Right. So, I'm officially kind of out on TJ. Like, there's just no marketing. I did not know it was on last night.
Well, we were coming out of a fitting at 5:30, and there was a match almost already completed.
Yeah, it looks like they're just kind of putting on tournaments for the people wearing suits to watch live. That's kind of what it seems like. But
good concept, just could be done a little bit better.
Just do it at night on a par three course. That would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
I would watch that every day of the week. Let us know what you think about these hybrid shafts. Let us know what you think about the My Golf Spy. Try things for yourself. Don't believe what somebody else wants you to believe.
So try anything once.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on those push bell notifications, and we will catch you on the next one. I had a joke in there earlier too.